This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Yeah, I'm Jamie Haskins, coming from Bristol, studying electrical course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Jamie Haskins, who is coming from Bristol to do his electrical practical training with Train for Trade Skills.
Yeah.
Hi Jamie, how are you?
Fine, thanks, and yourself?
I'm very well, thanks for asking. Now Jamie, just before we start, could you just brief us on your career up to date, please?
Yeah, I was an electrical apprentice, found out I could earn more money without finishing an apprenticeship, so I went on as electrical mate, stroke labourer, and then signed up for the course with Train for Trade Skills.
Well, you're obviously doing your training alongside with your father, which
yeah.
which is a great story for me.
Yeah.
And what's like being doing your training alongside your father? Are you finding this useful?
Yeah, I find it really useful, I think, and he'd be honest, my dad finds it really helpful that I'm doing it as well, because I've had more of an insight where I've done sort of some of this a little bit before, and luckily I can still remember a lot of it.
What are the things you have been doing so far in your practical training?
What things have we been doing so far? Mainly the testing side of it, a lot of testing and all that's changed. The practical, the way things are wired are still the same, all that's still the same, but there's slightly different ways of doing it, and it's the testing, there's new things on the testing side.
And you said you enrolled on the course, but you didn't know that you were a qualified electrician before you enrolled on the course.
No.
I'm just wondering, is your previous qualification helpful in your practical training at the moment?
Yeah. It's helpful for me because I find everything easy. But if I didn't, there's other people that have never done it before and they get everything explained to them and it's no hardship. You can come here to this centre never having done it before and you'll get shown exactly how to do it. You'll have it explained to you. You get the books at home that tell you everything as it should be. But the only downside is to doing something on a tiny little board, sort of like a meter by 2 meters, compared to going out in the big world and doing it full size, because it is different. It is so different.
Cutting back in, we worked in Newcastle, up at a big car plant in Newcastle, Nissan. The actual size of the job was 10 football pitches long. So you imagine 10 football pitches long. That's how big the job was, by about 5 wide. It was huge. It was one massive job. You were using machines to actually work.
Well.
And you were installing it above your head, not in a booth like James said. It's a totally different, you know?
So the real world out there is slightly different than what you're being shown in the centre.
Exactly.
Although the principles are the same.
Principles are identical. Principles are identical. Mm. But
the difference is you could be on the floor or you could be 500 feet up. It's one of those.
You were mentioning that regardless of your previous experience, you will get taught the same things.
Yeah.
So for people who might be listening out there, would you say there is no reason, if they have little or no experience perhaps at all, to come and become an electrician?
Yeah, I'd advise anybody to do it. Because you can do it around your job anyway. So I would advise anybody to do it, but they need to look for some sort of experience. Even if it's part-time on a Saturday going helping somebody for nothing, just so that they can see what it's like, so they can get experience for real.
You do need to get some form of experience before or as you're doing the course. You need to know exactly what things are and try and understand what things are. If you can understand what things are, then come in here and make it so much easier. It really will, because you've an insight into what it's all about.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.